Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm going to do a series on feeling understood by others, feeling seen and heard. I don't really know what to call it, but I'll figure out a title, but essentially this is going to be the first podcast in that series, and I'll tell you where this is coming from. I've heard a lot of people in session, I've even seen in my own life, where people are feeling misunderstood. And so I get that we need resonance. It's a fundamental part of being human from the research I was doing, that we need to feel that people get us, right? Maybe that'll be the title of this series, is how to help people get you. And so when we feel misunderstood, when we don't feel seen and heard, and it can be really wearing on our sense of self. But I think if we can use my favorite, the universal law of correspondence, meaning what's going on inside of us is mirrored in our external experience, we can start to see that differently. Because if we can understand ourselves, then people who understand us, situations where we feel understood, show up in our reality. We start acting in a way in which we are opening the door for people to understand us. And I think for some people, when low self-esteem is in the mix, we don't feel understood, right? We feel, I hope people get me. I hope people get me, because we feel so bad and low about ourselves. So this series is designed to help you understand yourself so that you can manifest people in situations, opportunities where you feel understood. So the first lesson here is know yourself. You have to know yourself, and not just surfacey stuff, but though that's totally and 100% important, but you at the core of your being, you have to sit with yourself and know why you do the things you do. Right? And just ask yourself, you have to consciously figure out how to earn your own stamp of approval. You have to validate yourself. And I do want to jump in here and say this. This might be something you have to work out with a therapist. I am giving you some spiritual, personal development approach to this. Some people will need to be in some therapy around feeling misunderstood. But for those that don't feel that they need to be, this is a way to get yourself started. But keep your heart open. Like, I don't think shut the door on therapy at all. Or try to substitute therapy for, try to substitute spirituality for therapy, or therapy for spirituality. They all work together. So part of knowing yourself means that you are caring for yourself, and caring for yourself at every level and doing the best you can. We're not going to be perfect, and we have so many definitions out in the world of what it means to take care of yourself. But if you go within and just really start to ask yourself, what do you need? What do you need to feel good? What do you need to feel alive? What do you need to feel whole? I know for me, efficiency and doing what I say I'm going to do can immediately shift the energy in my body, in my life, in my mind, in my well-being. I play big in a lot of ways, and I have expectations of myself that I've ran through all systems. It's not like I've taken on somebody else's expectation. These are my own. When I say run it through, I've run it through my intuition. These are my own expectations for executing something, whether it be from grocery shopping to something I do in my business. And so when I align with what I already know to be true, it creates a huge shift in my body. If I'm feeling off in my body, I know I'm like, oh, there's something I need to do. There's something I need to do. And so I know that now about myself. And as a result of that, I honor it. I honor it. And so as you start to know yourself, then you will start to feel more known by others by way of the law of correspondence. Now, in knowing yourself and validating yourself and being a gentle, amazing person to yourself, the negative side of all of this could be you might fall into a pattern of making excuses for your behavior. Be mindful of that. Like, just check yourself. Like, oh, is this an excuse or is this really what I need? You know, like recently, I'm nearing book launch and my week is pretty packed. And some things, there were some things outside of my control that I thought might shift some of my deadlines. And I realized those things weren't going to be an issue. So I was like, okay, perfect. I can be on track. I can be on schedule. I know what I need to do. And then immediately, like two people in my life who I rarely see, they're probably the most elusive two people in my life, were like, hey, are you free? Hey, are you free? Hey, are you free? And I know myself now to the point where I know my codependent self would be like, oh my God, being able to spend time with those people would be great. And I had to tell that part of myself, like, listen, you'll have to see them another time. You have devoted a big part of your year to this launch. Just stay in it. And that one day could be a make or break. I know somebody's listening and saying, well, you're one day, how is that a big deal? A, I've already made a deal with Spirit as to what the deadline is. Spirit gave me very clear guidance about that and said, you hit this, you will be on track for what I want to accomplish. B, we live in a global pandemic. And even though I know both of them are vaccinated and boosted, we also know with the new variant that you can still get sick. And so even if it's 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 days, that would throw me completely out of the agreement I made with Spirit. So I had to say to two people I haven't seen in a long time, no. Because I had to sit with myself and say, is it worth it? Is it worth it? I know they both have been out and about. And so there could be, you know, it'll maybe wind up being 2 or 3 hours each with these people, maybe even less with one. But was it worth it? Was it worth, okay, having to stop whatever I'm doing, get ready, spend time with them, come back, transition back into my workflow? I would lose, even if it were just a few hours, I would lose on both sides of it 4 or 5 hours of work. Given that I'm one human being and I don't work past tired, that's a pretty good chunk of time. And I said, no, I will see them on the other side of this. And that comes from knowing myself. I know that my codependent self, who felt incredibly anxious the moment she, you know, I got these requests, and one I accepted, and then I was like, wait a minute. And I was anxious and overwhelmed. I was like, oh, I'm forcing myself to do something that I know it's not right. That's my sign for anxiety, is that means I'm forcing myself something to do something. So I was like, yeah, I'm just not there. I know where I'm at in my life, and I'm going to stay grounded in this thing. That's knowing myself. Right? It took a long time to get there. It took a long time for me to get there and know that, oh, that's codependency that would make you drop your whole thing you've spent half of the year working on So these people they're popping in out of town with short notice so you can see them. Yeah. Now, on the positive side of knowing yourself, you'll get really good at asking yourself why you feel that way. Why? Why do you feel that way? And you'll get even better with what do you really want? Asking yourself repeatedly over and over again, what do you really want? So going back to my launch, I know there's something I really, really, really want more than 2 to 3 hours with these people who I can see and text and connect with at a later time. And on some level, that's just setting priorities. But if you have really messy priorities to begin with, that little shift can change your whole life. So really think about knowing yourself so that you can be understood by others. But more so, you'll create an environment, an energetic field that magnetizes people, situations, opportunities where you feel understood. All right, I've got some more little tips on this being understood bit. And I still don't have a title, but I'll figure it out. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really extraordinary things. If you are looking to up-level your life, I would love to support you. It's time for you to live the dream. It's time for you to live the dream. I can help you. I can help you. Work through it, see things clearly, shift out of limiting beliefs, take action in a really graceful, joyful way. And less struggle, less sadness, less tears, more joy, more fun, more peace, more tranquility, more confidence. If you're ready for that, I would love to support you. Information on my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package. And if you like this program, please sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And I look forward to catching you on the next one. Take care.